Well, I didn't shorten my speech, so... Today is a day of change for many young individuals and their parents. After today, my fellow students and I will no longer be high schoolers. We will be adults. Some of us will choose to attend college, while others will directly enter the occupation they have chosen. Wherever we go, and whatever we do, we'll take the memories we've made here in high school along with us on our life's journey. We will use the skills we've developed, in some way or another, to succeed as we pursue the unknown end. When I first learned exactly what our class model was, I was unsure about whether or not I really wanted to write a speech about the topic. The unknown end is a scary and intimidating thing. No one knows what tomorrow, or even today, has in store for us. I've learned over time, though, that to be afraid of the unknown end is a way of cheating yourself out of life. One must experience and make the most out of every minute of their lives without fearing things which we have no control over. It took me many hardships to realize that this is true. As we pursue the unknown end, we must throw ourselves to the mercy of both God and fate. We must go forth knowing that any difficulties or trials we endure along the way will only make us stronger. I'd like now to thank two sets of individuals who made these last 4 years a wonderful and growing experience for me. First, Scott Rogers and Nikki Markley have stuck with me and supported me through some rough times. We've also had our share of great and often hilarious times. These two individuals are my best friends, and I hope to remain in contact with them for many years to come after high school. My parents are the second couple. I really can't tell you in 5 minutes all the wonderful things and sacrifices they've given for my happiness. Through the good and times and the bad times, I've always known that I had two allies that would always stay with me. I hope that someday I am as capable and wonderful a parent as they have been to me. I'm now going to read something which I wrote on December 25th of last year, which I believe coincides in some way with our class motto. I have kept a journal on and off for many years, and on December 25th of last year, I wrote about a very important event in my life. This is what I wrote. I'm riding a horse named Time to an unknown destination. My family and friends are all beside me on their own horses. They all have different paths than I, but some paths cross mine, and at times they run the same course. As I glance in the horizon, I notice a giant mountain. Etched across the mountain are the words bone marrow transplant. I'm not certain how long of a journey I have until I reach this mountain, but my most desperate efforts are unable to slow the horse down, and at times, to my dismay, my horse speeds to a gallop. I tug and tug at the reins, pleading, please, there is so much more I want to do. But this is to no avail. Day after day goes by, while the mountain grows bigger and bigger. My activities are blocked from the sun by the great mountain, and happiness has become elusive. I know I must overcome the mountain, and I know I can. It's hard to imagine that I would be writing something like that on Christmas night. At a time of the year when most people are celebrating and being happy, I can see a very difficult period of my life fast approaching. I've been told by many people that for me to have overcome all I've been through, God must have a very special plan for my life. I agree. To close my speech, I would like to recognize the young man who is responsible for my being able to stand here. Roy Davis has had a pretty rough these last couple of years with all the problems I've had. But as it turns out, I wouldn't be alive without him. We often take for granted the gift of life God has given us. But Tori, along with my family and friends, have given me a chance to appreciate every day that I'm alive. I hope my experience has allowed my classmates and those who know me to appreciate the way life that I do now. Thank you.